It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's a big, pardon me, it's a big A Morning Mess. I'm a little
choked up.
I'm a little choked up because I didn't think I was ever going to see you again.
I know, you're very worried.
Megan this morning texted me a photo when she should have been at work, and it was her in her car. Blue lights flashing in the rearview mirror.
I just wanted to do that because I didn't know if you were like, okay, Megan, nice excuse for being late again.
Yeah. But did
it was
that
real proof.
Did you actually take that picture today, or have you just been saving that in your phone for when you were late?
One tomorrow.
I Google imaged it.
It's like, oh, this is great. Because I didn't really see you. I just saw blue lights in rearview. It could have been anyone.
Right. No, it really was me.
So what happened? You got pulled over today by the police, and what was the crime? What felony had you committed?
I was speeding.
You were speeding.
I knew I was speeding. Too, and as soon as I saw him, I was like, he's for
you
sure.
Know.
I knew it. I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely getting pulled over.
Was he on the side of the road? Was he behind you?
He was in the middle of the intersection, you know, when you go over the beach bridge.
Yeah.
So he's like hiding in there. Well, I guess he wasn't hiding.
He wasn't really, yeah.
As soon as I drove by him, though, I saw him. So
now,
damn it.
All right, now here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing, though, because you were speeding.
Oh, yeah, I knew I was speeding.
And he pulled you over.
I'm always speeding on that road because I'm always late.
Oh, good to know.
So, but I mean, now I won't do that. Now I'll be a little bit more.
Just be more late.
Or
all
now,
right.
Now I'll download Waze.
So download Waze, definitely, because... Waze will tell you where the cops are.
Yep.
So anyway, so you were speeding. You got pulled over. The cop saunters over to your car.
Yeah.
It's dark outside. You're probably all alone on the road. What did he say to you?
He just said, I pulled you over because you're speeding. And I just said, I know.
You said, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was very honest with him. Like, I knew exactly.
So you admitted to the crime up front.
I told him that I was like, I saw you and I know I was speeding and I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And I gave him my license and he didn't ask for anything else, which is weird.
He just said, can I see your license?
He didn't even ask for my license.
You
I
just handed
gave
it to him?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you start crying? Like, here, take my license.
No, I was like, not. I was so chill. I was just like, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I can't cry. It's like not, first of all, like, I don't know.
Because that's the number one thing you
There's
should do is cry.
I can't,
cry.
Also, I can't cry like, on demand.
Well, because you're heartless.
That too.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
You need to have a soul before you can have tears.
I can't cry.
So then what happened? He came back over. Did he give you a ticket?
No, he didn't. He just said, where are you heading? And I said, to work. And then he said, where do you work? And then I said, a radio station. And then he said, okay, I'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. One second. He said, where do you work? And you said, a radio station.
Yeah.
You didn't say...
Or I said the radio...
You said the radio station.
The radio, all of it.
The radio station.
95.1 WAPE. Did you say it in that voice?
No, I just said a radio... No, I'm not like that, Mark. I'm not like you. You would have been like, hey, guys, it's me, Mark K.
But damn right, I would have if it was getting me out of a ticket.
Follow my YouTube channel. I'm not like that.
So then he came back over, and what did he say? Have a good day, and see you later?
He just said,
slow down.
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to give you a warning this time, but just so you know... don't do it again. Like, slow down. And he said my ticket would have been like $280.
Yep. I actually got a ticket for like $250 because I was speeding in a work zone.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
In a like construction area.
It's like you're going straight to hell, Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
So let me ask you a question. Were you wearing what you were wearing when this happened?
No, I actually was naked. So
okay, that explains
yes,
a lot.
Obviously, I was wearing.
Yeah? Did you like pull down your shirt or anything or lift up your skirt?
Like a very high sweater.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing.
But it's a dress, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, Megan.
No, he was just really nice, and I was just very like honest with him, so maybe that's why he appreciated it.
I don't know about that.
I really wasn't even like, I wasn't even concerned. I was accepting it. I was like, I'm getting a ticket right now. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is happening. And I wasn't like sad or upset or even really like apologizing a lot. I just said sorry one time and that was it.
Megan was like, I was not apologetic. At all,
I was
just so you know.
Like annoyed that I was going to be even more late for work.
No, I know that's a lie. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. I think because you said a radio station, I think that's what got you off.
You think?
Yeah. I think if you had maybe offered him some concert tickets, that maybe would have helped.
I know.
Too.
I had some coffee. I could have given him a coffee.
Yeah. Maybe some. What?
I didn't need to do any of these things, though. He just was nice.
He must have liked you. See, that's the thing. Women have all you have to do is like smile and giggle and stuff and wear a dress.
I didn't even smile and I didn't even know.
What? Come on.
I was just like, sorry.
Something must have been going on. Something must have been going on that you're not telling us.
What?
Did you mention my name? Because that probably would work.
No,
some.
I
You'd
definitely
say,
would not say that.
I work
would not
with
mention your name.
Mark K.
Then
perhaps
I would have showed up with a ticket.
That's what you've been like, man. You wouldn't have shown me. We never would have seen you again. Ashley from Gainesville, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We're great. How do you get out of your tickets?
Well, I had a friend who was a cop, and he's always told me that honesty is the best, as cheesy as it sounds. He always said that not to insult their intelligence and just accept what you did. And I have always got a warning. Ever since I started doing that, just accepting that that's what I did and not act, you know, talk to them like they're stupid.
Yeah.
They don't know.
No, I mean, I don't think we should ever, you know, I mean, I would never recommend talking to someone like that. You know what I've done is I've acted stupid myself.
Yeah.
Like people, he'll say, do you know how fast you were going? I'll go, no. And he'll be like, you were going there. I'll be like, really? Wow. You know, like just act like a total idiot.
I was just like, honestly, I'm late for work and that's why, and I'm really sorry. That's all I said.
And you didn't say I'm Megan from the Big A Morning Mess.
I didn't even say my name at all. No.
You didn't say who? Do you know who I am?
I gave him my ID, so he saw my name, and I just said I work at a radio station. I didn't say which one.
Interesting. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. That could backfire too, because if he hates our music.
Yeah. No, it totally could.
Like,
or probably just like me in general. Like,
right.
That's possible
true.
Too.
He should have. If you say a radio station, if he asks you which one, then you just say, which one's your favorite?
A good one. I mean, look,
odds are it's in this building.
Yeah, that's true.
There's like 19 of them. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Taylor, how do you get out of tickets?
I was leaving a bar. I had a lot to drink, and I was on my way home. They followed me for about 2, maybe 3 blocks, and I was definitely speeding. There was no doubt about it.
Were you also drunk?
Yes, I was.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was okay. Can I only live like maybe 10 minutes from there, and he pulled me over. He knew I had too much to drink because he obviously followed me. I mean, it was 30 degrees outside. I was in a tank top and a pair of shorts. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going home. He's like, okay, bye.
Wow.
That was it?
Yes. He didn't give me a warning, nothing. He's like, where are you going? I'm going home.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that seems like a horrible story.
Yeah.
Because not only were you drinking and driving, but the cop knew you were drinking and driving and let you go.
And let you go, yeah.
That's a horrible. Don't ever do that, anybody.
Don't ever do that.
340-9590. You weren't drunk this morning, were you, Megan?
No.
Okay, then thank God. One time, I was so drunk, a cop pulled me over. I threw up on him.
and he let me go.
He said, oh, get out of here, man. And he let me go. Regina, good morning. How are you? Did you get out of a ticket?
Yeah,
sadly. What was your crime?
I was super speeding. I was going about 65 and a 45, and I didn't realize it. And he's like, so, you know, I pulled you over. And I'm like, yeah, I was speeding. He could totally smell some stuff in my car.
Some stuff, yeah. And what, yeah. Did you get out of it, or did you go to jail?
I got out of it. He literally said, well, because you were honest with me, and I respect that. And obviously, you don't have anything on your record, I'm going to let you know the warning. He's like, a little weed, I can understand, but keep it at your house. I was like, oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You got pulled over for
what?
Super speeding while you were stoned, and he could smell the weed, and he let you off?
And he said he could smell it?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, me and my best friend, we're stoned. We're in the car.
No, I get all that.
Yeah.
At the roadhouse, and then...
Did you, like, have to give him your number or anything, or...
He took my license, he took my registration, he looked at it. He took my keys, they inspected the car. We got right back in the car. He's like, go ahead, because you're honest with me, I'm gonna let you go.
I mean, come on. Hey, Regina, thanks so much. This annoys me because I've been pulled over and gotten tickets and not been doing illegal drugs at the time.
Sure. Me neither.
You all right, Megan?
I'm getting all choked up.
Megan's like, contact high. Misty from Kingsland.
Hi.
Hey, Misty.
Honesty is definitely the best policy because in the state of Georgia, you have the right to test their equipment to see if you're speeding. And my husband got pulled over, and he's like, no, I trust your equipment. You know, I was probably going a bit too fast, and they let us off with a warning.
Wow. Wow. All right. Wow. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Who's going to be like, let me check your equipment, sir?
That also sounds dirty. Can I check your equipment, officer?
That'll get you off
please.
Of the ticket.
You can check my equipment, too. Celeste from the north side.
Hey.
Hey, Celeste. How'd you get out of your ticket?
Well, I had just been leaving a huge party a few years ago, and he was like, oh, did you know you were speeding? I said, yeah, I'm just trying to get home. He was like, well, where are you coming from? I was like, this party, but they were smoking weed, so I had to leave. And he, like, you know, it wasn't legal back then. So he just, like, looked at me, and he was like, where was this party? And I was like, in Green Cove. He was like, all right, we'll get home safe. And he, like, took off in that direction. So I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he went to the party, yeah.
You just told on all your friends? You like, totally go get all these things.
Also, it's still illegal in Green Cove Springs,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, thanks. Wait, where's this weed? 823 Maple Street? You better hurry. They were leaving soon. Hey, thanks so much for calling. That's awesome.
What a terrible friend.
That's great. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. You know what I'm going to do next time I get pulled over? I'm going to start talking to the cops about Smoothie King and letting them know all about the Change a Meal program.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.